بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Studying this hadith in which the dua is taught when we go to sleep at night. The beautiful dua and which will refresh and make strong our iman. So more little discussion and explanation about that. In the dua it comes that we say, Allahumma aslamtu nafsi ilayk. The meaning of that is, I submit myself to you. That is, a person hands himself over to Allah Ta'ala and he realizes that I can't do anything. Everything of mine is in the hands of Allah. Means that one is obedient to the command of Allah, pleased with his decision and content with his decree. So when a person goes to sleep, what a great aspect of iman he is completing, that he says that he is obedient to Allah Ta'ala, and secondly, pleased with the decisions of Allah Ta'ala, and thirdly, content with his decree, whatever Allah has decreed for a person. Then a person makes the other dua, وَوَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِ إِلَيْكَ. I've turned my face to you. Means that one is pleased with Allah Ta'ala. I've turned to you, I'm fully pleased with you. And then the next dua, وَفَوَّثْتُ أَمْرِي إِلَيْكَ. I have entrusted all my affairs to you. Means that one relies upon Allah Ta'ala in all his affairs of this world and the year after, and hands the management over to him, to Allah Ta'ala. Then a person automatically, when he does this, he will see he feels so light. Normally a person takes the whole burden on himself. And what can insan do? Insan is so weak in every way. And when we hand it over to somebody else and to the greatest being, to Allah, now we don't have to worry. If we hand it over to any other human being, somebody who is sincere and who will handle it properly, but he is also after all human. Allah Ta'ala is that being, if we hand it to him, then we have got no worry. And the minute a person does this, he feels his shoulders go light, his heart becomes light, and he feels so content. So this is a great thing, that we hand over our matters to Allah Ta'ala. وَالْجَأْتُ ذَهْرِي إِلَيْكَ. I have placed my back in your protection. Means that one accepts that one's every action will reach completion by the grace and help of Allah. That is, one's back, one's whole life, he hands it over in the protection of Allah Ta'ala. And then it, by the barakat of that, Allah will let it reach completion and it will be perfect. So just this dua at night when we read it, what a great, how we strengthen our iman. With regard to the narrator of the hadith, Al-Bara ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam at a young age. He participated in 15 expeditions with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first of which was the battle of the trench, Khandaq. When Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu became the khalif, he was appointed as the governor of Rain. 305 ahadith are narrated from him, and he passed away in 71 Hijri. Further, with regard to the explanation of the hadith, رَغْبَةً وَرَغْبَةً إِلَيْكَ. That means, in anticipation of your reward and out of fear of your punishment. That's the translation. This means that the motivation for all the actions of a believer is fear or hope. That a person, whatever wrong he does, or he apprehends any wrong, then he fears Allah Ta'ala. And any good that he does, he hopes from Allah Ta'ala. And in his life also, he fears all the time. He must not be taken to task for the wrong that he has done. And he hopes in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And then in the hadith it comes, you would have acquired much good. Means that one will be rewarded for practicing upon the instructions of Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is, much good will come when a person reads this dua. So he will get great, great reward for practicing upon all the commandments of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Further, the commentary of the hadith, this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourages us to affirm our reliance and trust in Allah ta'ala every night. And that is the ideal occasion when a person now lies down on his right side and he's speaking to Allah Ta'ala. And what a beautiful way now to retire, to go into one's sleep where one does not have any control over oneself. And we should really endeavor to do this instead of the last we are busy with the cell phone. And in that way we go to sleep. When, especially if we are on haram things on the cell phone, and we fall asleep like that, how bad is not that? And on the other hand, that we are talking to Allah, we are making this dua, and then we sleep away. How fortunate is that not for a person? Frequent recitation while pondering over its meaning will enable a person to develop conviction in Allah Ta'ala. If we read this dua every night and we think of the meaning of it, then it will build our iman very, very greatly. In addition, going to sleep in the state of wudu, as also we read in one narration, it comes that a person should make wudu, or at least tayammum he should make, enables a person to combine his verbal declaration of faith with a physical act of subservience. That is, verbally we are reading the dua and we made wudu. In that also we are handing ourselves to Allah Ta'ala. Very fortunate is the person who gets tawfiq of this, and in this way we will see great changes will come in our lives also, and great goodness will come into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.